Life in a warm little pond? This is Ken Ham, head of the ministry that built a full-size Noah's Ark near Cincinnati. A recent study claimed there are enough ponds in the early Earth and enough meteorites splashing into those ponds for life to evolve. Now, some secular scientists believe life's raw ingredients came on meteorites. And if they landed in ponds, the water might have dried up, allowing the building blocks of RNA to get together and form chains. And somehow from this, life emerged. But even if somehow you can get RNA to form, you don't have life. Life requires information, and a random collection of molecular strings just isn't information. There has to be a language system, a code, to give the sequence meaning. Life didn't evolve in a pond.
Want to learn more about the problems with evolutionary origin of life stories? Go to AnswersRadio.com and listen to this program or others like it at AnswersRadio.com.